We are going straight to Chris Waller. He's giving us a couple of minutes off the top. Chris, good morning to you on a day. Well, let's hope it brings the right result. How is she this morning, Winx?
She's great. Yeah, as the whole preparation's been pretty smooth, and we just can't be happier with the way she presents and the way she's working and obviously racing. And yeah, another year on, there's absolute no change whatsoever.
Chris, we heard you in a media conference a couple of weeks ago talking about how you take photos of all your horses and things like that, that you can look at them and compare them to previous preparations and the like. Has she changed shape over the years or the last 12 months? Is she any different, going into a fourth attempt in a Cox Plate?
Over the years, she's changed for sure, but for all the right reasons. As a four-year-old, when she first won it, she was very slight and probably more like a three-year-old type of filly than anything else. And then four-year-old, a bit more mature. Five-year-old, a bit more mature. And then six-year-old, more mature again. And this year, she's the same as last year. So quite a remarkable thing, really. And, with her body language, I think she's become more confident and I wouldn't say got arrogant, but she's learned how to win and she just knows what's expected each and every time. I'm just going through her weights here now. So when she won the Cox Plate last year, she was, 528 kilos. The year before that, she was 518 in her first Cox Plate. She was 502 kilos. So it gives you an amazing idea how much she's changed and grown and developed. And going back to her Oaks win in Queensland, which was her first Group 1 win, she was 484. So gives you an idea how much she's changed, yet plateaued out in the last 12 months. And, if I didn't say it, today she's 528.
Yeah, well, I suppose that's just with maturity, isn't it, Chris, really?
Yeah, and probably shows in her form as well, hence the reason why she struggled early. And obviously, her class got her through her first three wins, and then in the mid-stages there when she was as a three-year-old, she really, really struggled. But as she's grown and developed, with that's come confidence and with that's come the ability to overcome bad luck and race distances, competition, you name it. Everything we throw at her, she just rises to and performs.
I know you haven't even thought about this, and I just know how you operate, but everyone wants to surmise this will be her last run today. Geez, it'd be hard to retire a mare in October of the season, wouldn't it?
No, we had a discussion about 6 weeks ago as to when it may be, and the overwhelming, everybody was in agreeance, Hugh Bowman included, myself, all the owners and their partners, was that she'll tell us when she's ready to stop. And if we need to step in along the way, before she tells us, we will.
Yeah.
And that was the last time that was discussed. It's 6 weeks ago and nothing's been spoken of since. And even after today, nothing will be discussed. If she didn't happen to win, of course, we'd discuss it in the next few days. But don't be waiting for an announcement, win, lose or draw today. I can guarantee you that much.
Yeah. So she probably just goes into her usual routine after today, wouldn't she?
I would say so. I'm not that keen to press on. And that's why we've got this far. I think just looking after her. Look, in that four-year-old spring, she had three races and then went out for holiday. In the autumn, she would have had four. And every year it's been the same. I think last year when she had the problem with the barriers, we threw an extra race in. But apart from that, she has three or four races in every 6 months and then has a holiday. So I think that's we're reaping the rewards for that now, and there's no reason to change it. So again, that gives you a pretty good idea that the end's not today, but let's see how her performance goes first and foremost. And from a breeding perspective, you've missed the start, or started in the middle of the season. You're getting pretty late now, and it wouldn't be fair just to go to start and get a late foal off the first foal.
No.
Chris, just with Ben Bantle, there's a lot of discussion about who and how, you know, what the pace is going to be like with only a small field. Do you expect Ben Bantle to take it up? How do you see the race being run?
To tell you the truth, I haven't really worried about it at all. In fact, we haven't worried about it in any of our races. The fact is, if she turns up, it'll take a champion to beat her, Andrew, and she can run off amazing sectionals. Like, she can run 32 seconds. She can run quicker than that. She's broken 32. She can sustain a long sprint if she needs to. And she gets around Mooney Valley track as well as any other track where some horses struggle. So, you know, if she needs to quicken on the bend, it's no problem. So you just got to make sure your horse is comfortable and you're alert of the situation of the pace in case you need to get going early. So I think we're more concentrating on that than worrying about how fast or how slow they'll go.
Okay.
So obviously you're happy just to leave it to you again. You haven't been a nervous meeting, what we're going to do, what we might not want to do. Some speed maps have a 1-1 today or even in third position.
Yeah, we've just never really overanalyzed it. If at all, analysed it. Occasionally, I've said to Hugh early in the shorter races, just be mindful of the pace. But he knows that he just puts so much thought into it behind the scenes. You think he's an unassuming and very laid back character, but yeah, he'll be analysing it to the smallest degree this morning.
Your other runner, Dozier.
Have you been blown away this week by the build up to this? You know, I mean, you've been a part of racing and you've been a part of great success, but this year has just, it seems to have gone to an extraordinary level.
Not at all. It's been like this for us for the last 2 years. I guess if you could quantify numbers of followers she's got, yeah, it's gone to a whole new level again. But look, the build up towards Hartnell in the second Cox Plate, that was massive. I can clearly remember that as like it was yesterday. Last year's one, probably the field wasn't as great and there wasn't the same hype about the build up yet. It was the closest margin that she's won by. And this year, I guess for us, it's been going for 12 months. So we're living it every day, where your job is to be presenting and bringing to the people what they see here and now, which is this week. But to us, it's just been business as usual. And the first 18 months of Winx's career was quite intimidating, and especially where she was going for a second Cox Plate. But look, in the terms of Winx's life, nothing's changed in the past 12 months. It's the same expectation, and the general public are sort of right behind her and amazed by this horse. And yeah, it's quite surreal, that part of it.
D'Argento's your other runner. He's flying without winning. Is there a target race for him this prep?
Today.
Today, yeah.
Yeah. It's always been on our plan. And to go another 2 weeks through to the Emirates, you're starting to eat into their preparation, and Sydney starts pretty early, and you know, I'd be keen to sort of have him running on the more forgiving surfaces and get back for the autumn. So today's his grand final.
And Dealmaker, is he still on target for the Derby? Will we find out today?
Yeah, find out today. He's had a couple of setbacks that we've reported, and he's been fine. We had a trial going into his last start. We had no luck in the spring champion, and then last 10 days his gallops have been good. So it's just been a horrible prep, and it's very hard to catch up. So he'd have to run very well today to press on to a Derby.
your stayers. Who shot the Barman, Libra and Quinella this race last year, and you got Egtart there as well.
Yeah, Egtart's been a little bit disappointing. I'm just not sure what to make of her. I don't think she's a dead set stayer, but I'm just trying her. She's got good blood, full staying pedigree, but I'm very cautious about her today. As I am with his shot the Barman, he needs to fire up today, which thankfully he did last year. And a little bit more bullish on Libran. His runs have been very good, and he had no luck at all in the Metropolitan.
Your Melbourne Cup horse, Finch, is he going to press ahead there? He's pulled up okay from Geelong.
Yeah, he certainly will. It was a good pipe opener for him. I think over the 2 mile distance, he'll sustain that gallop. It was good for him to get a run into him, and he's pulled up very well. So full steam ahead for Finch.
Any hope of getting Patrick Aaron in there? What are you going to do with him after today's scratching?
Yeah, I'm going to pull him out of today and run him in the Bendigo Cup because he needs to win to get another re-handicap. And just from 14 or 15, he's going to really struggle today. So we'll run him Wednesday and hope for a better draw and a bit more luck. And then we'll probably have Brimham Rocks next Saturday in the Lexus. Because his form has been around all the right horses, running good races, and try and get in the back door with him.
It's a busy day
and
for you.
And, of course, Youngstar as well. She's come through the Caulfield Cup really well.
Of course. It's a busy day for you. I won't press on Sydney because it's been a busy week. Only I want to ask you about one horse, the Chasseurs. What do you think of that horse, Chasseur, today?
I think he's a very good horse, but it's been a long time between drinks. So I think he'll struggle to win today. I hope I'm wrong. I don't want to put the punters crook, but I'd be happy just to see him run on strongly and then hopefully we're getting back to where he needs to be. He cut a tendon. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a track accident. He just did it in the paddock, and it's been a long time back since. He had a couple of trials, then we spelled him, and then he's had another trial again. So he's as fit as we can get him, but for full confidence, I'd like to see him go around first.
Okay, beauty.
See Waller Racing very active this morning on Twitter. I'm just looking at a canter of Winks. Early morning canter, tick. 8 dinner, tick. Temperature, tick. Everyone in the team happy, tick. Thanks everyone for your support. And I will say, and I said it last night on a Melbourne station, we had Peter Tye on in another interview, but the whole team should be congratulated in how open it's been with the owners and with yourself and Hugh. I don't think you've said no to anything, and you've rung us this morning to come on, and we do appreciate that. Chris, good luck whatever happens today, and with the mayor at 5 o'clock.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you very much.
Good on you. Chris Waller joining us there from Flemington.